Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety, and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance, and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Thanks again for joining me here at Safety School. I'm Richard Collins, your host. In this episode, we're going to give you some hints and tips on things you can do proactively to avoid slips, trips, and falls in your workplace. It's something that we hear a lot when it comes to health and safety, and there is good reason for it. I was checking the figures there just yesterday. I was saying on the Health and Safety Executive statistics that 31% of the non-fatal injuries across the UK workforce is attributed to slips, trips, and falls on the same level. So that doesn't include anything relating to working from height. As you can see, it's a huge problem. And this is the 2017-2018 figures. Actually, that equates to more than 170,000 injuries. It's huge. You can imagine the insurance bill related to all of that. And obviously, it feeds into confidence with your workforce, and if you're not providing a safe environment, which is an obligation if you're an employer, then it leads to all sorts of other problems. But here's a few tips very quickly that you can think about in your own workplace and perhaps share with your teams, your groups, or with your workforce so that they can have it front of mind, be a bit more proactive, and hopefully help you in reducing the risk of people injuring themselves in this way. So first of all, and with most of these things are related to health, safety, and environment, planning and designing well in the first place usually either eliminates or completely mitigates the risk in the first place. So if you're looking at layouts on a factory floor, for example, make sure that you're putting in pedestrian routes to avoid areas that may be contaminated or have obstructions that will cause a slip, trip, or fall hazard. Simple things like putting entrance matting in your entrance and exit doors to ensure that any water or debris that's being brought in is wiped off as soon as they enter the building, and not creating a hazard for other people is a very simple one that most people do, but some people will forget about it. Using protective bonding when you're storing chemicals or materials that may be prone to leaking is another way that you can plan and design out those issues that may potentially cause a problem in the future. So you're effectively engineering out that risk, the risk of leakage, which would then cause a spill and therefore a slip risk to anyone that is passing by and so on. It's something to remember and can be really easily overlooked when it comes to the planning process. Also, when you're going through the planning process or you're reviewing the design of an area, ensure that the materials that are being used are suitable for the intended use. So the specification of the materials needs to be right in the first instance. If the area is going to be exposed to spillages or get wet over time and so on, then they should be specified with a suitable non-slip material. It goes without saying, but again, it can be overlooked, and sometimes there may be other desires such as having a shiny floor or something that looks really clean, which may actually cause a slip issue in itself, so just be wary of that as well. Also, making sure things like lighting are sufficient and any slopes, steps, or other gradients are designed appropriately for your users to minimize the risk of trips or falls. You may want to also check that your workplace has a system for managing change. If there are any changes in use of a particular area, that there's a systematic catch or some sort of mechanism to ensure that the right people are asking the right questions to flag up these potential issues and change the design or specification of the area to suit the future need. Moving on from the planning and design element then, the next important part would be the cleaning and maintenance that's going on in your buildings. For slips and trips and falls as well, fixing leaks from machinery or buildings is certainly a very important aspect and something that can cause a risk and lead to an injury. Making sure that whatever cleaning methods are being used is effective for the particular floor type, as we were discussing before, in terms of the specification of materials. Sometimes you may put things like polish over the top of a non-slip floor, which is completely inappropriate. So just be wary of that. Minimizing the risk during the cleaning process itself. So if you're actually wetting floors, causing them to be a hazard for users, then make sure that there's appropriate segregation and systems in place to ensure that that risk isn't unnecessarily heightened during those periods. Removing spillage is promptly encouraging your employees to be proactive is very much a, you know, a good way of dealing with this type of thing. Sometimes you get into the rut of people reporting all these things but not actually taking action. Of course, whenever a risk like this exists, the most important thing is to get rid of it as soon as possible, or certainly to mitigate it and nullify it. So therefore, I would encourage to ensure that your employees are empowered to take action where necessary. Finally, on the cleaning and maintenance side, something to be aware of as well is just the general wear and tear of your flooring, your surfaces, steps, entrances, exits, etc. You have to have a way of proactively and repeatedly just casting your eye across these areas and making sure that if there are any issues, if materials are damaged and could be causing an issue themselves, that it's reported and action is taken on it as soon as possible to avoid any risk. With slips, trips and falls, the issues are usually things that rear their heads in a short-term environment. So you may be, you know, carrying out a certain activity, for example, that people leave materials around or there's a spill on the floor. Of course, we don't design a place or an environment to be a slip, trip or fall risk in the first place. So it's really important to be on the ball with this on an ongoing basis. And if you have a health and safety manager or you've come across people involved in safety before, a lot of the time you will hear them talking about slips, trips and falls for this reason, and it will be a continual thing. You have to have a mechanism in your workplace to make sure that anybody can, as I was saying earlier, be empowered to report a slip, trip or fall incident or accident or near miss, and make sure that action's taken then to prevent the same thing happening over and over again. But also, if they do see a hazard, to remove it if it's safe to do so. As I mentioned before, taking action as soon as possible is the best way to avoid these problems, to be honest. And if you can embed that highly aware and proactive culture, you'll be doing a lot to mitigate the risk of slips, trips and falls. As well as that, maintaining a clean environment, a tidy workspace, is something, again, that is really fundamental to avoiding these problems. And it's good to have some sort of expectation in place or system in place where certain departments or areas are striving to keep their area as clean as possible. And naturally, that culture as well on a daily basis will feed in positively to avoiding these types of injuries and incidents. Other than that, one to just remember before I go is a very obvious one that does actually cause a lot of the problems that we have when it comes to slips and trips, is not wearing the appropriate footwear. I know this is a bit of a contentious one, depending on what your working environment is, but regardless of where you're working, make sure that employees are informed and provided with appropriate footwear for their environment. Although PPE is regarded as the last line of defense in health and safety, choosing the right footwear can be the difference between getting to where you're going to safely or falling over on a slippery surface and breaking a wrist. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.